All right, folks, how's it going? Good morning, everybody. Let me wake up a little bit. Been a rough week. It's been a real rough week for me, but I'm getting through it. The prayers are working. My dad is, he was having seizures, 89 years old, man. So I've been staying the night there. So I'm running on fumes. But I'm still knocking out shows for you. I'm still making it in the morning, and I'm getting here, and I'm making it happen. So if I slur a little bit, it's not the punches to the head. It's a lack of sleep. Have you ever tried sleeping in a hospital on the floor? It sucks. Especially when they barge in every 20 minutes. But hey, they have to do what they got to do. You know, I got to tell you, I've talked a lot of shit before about nurses and doctors, but they really are good people. And, you know, it is what it is. We need them, right? We need them. Folks, get to ninoscorner.tv. I got two huge interviews up there right now that are a must watch. Mike King talking about the secret 60,000 person army, really. It was a Newsweek article that we're reading, but he goes in depth about it and talks about what it is really. Also, SG Add-On comes on and delivers documents, military documents that are notices to organizations and, I guess, crooked politicians, anyone who's going against, I don't know if I can say it on YouTube, but get over to ninoscorner.tv. I'm going to be putting SG up today. Mike King is up there now talking about the secret, quote-unquote, army. It's incredible. Incredible stuff. Really puts the remainder of the pieces of the puzzle together. And if you've been on ninoscorner.tv, you know we're covering everything. These two interviews right here, SG and Mike King. I did two interviews with SG. They're both going up today and tomorrow. But compelling stuff, folks. I show the documents. I show them on ninoscorner.tv. A lot of it is redacted, but SG walks me through them. And we talk about it. It's amazing stuff. Thanks for the super chat. Folks, Venmo, D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, please leave an honest review. And my mama's book, she's dealing with a lot right now. She's been sitting in on a couple of the interviews. I've had her here in the chair. She's been sitting there. Kind of, she did. How come I can't see it, Davey? How come I can't see the screen? I'm like, Mom, we can watch it afterwards, all right? If you watch the Jason Brashears interview, if you hear someone in the background, that was my mom. Well, I can't see the screen. I just can't. I know. Okay, I know. You're not supposed to unless you're sitting right here. Maybe I'll bring her on to co-host sometime. I don't know. Anyway, here we go, the eclipse. Here we go. Today's the big day. And let me tell you what's going to happen, folks. Let me tell you what's going to happen, okay? Sorry, nothing. I don't think anything's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. But don't worry. Stay on. I got more to talk about. There's a lot of stuff that I got to talk about because it is a marker. It is a marker, and it means a lot to these crazy people. Okay. To these people, it's a marker. So things are going to pick up from here forward. Now, just how bad? You know, I used to think it was going to get real bad, like really, really bad. But after listening to Mike King and SG, I think it's going to get bad, but not as bad as I thought it was going to get, if that makes sense. So there'll still be some events, but I think they're going to be toned down a bit. You got to watch these interviews. You got to watch these interviews because something's happening behind the scenes that makes Mr. T very confident. And he's playing with these people, believe me. Noble Gold, folks, get your gold. That's one thing you do need. You do need Noble Gold. Has investing got you stressed like everyone else? I'm stressed. Too complicated. Don't leave your money in the bank losing value. Get it working, folks. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, it's real, and always there for you. Real throughout history's toughest times, and boy, are we going into it. Noble Gold Investments, American experts, make it easy for you to understand. If you're after an IRA, and if you qualify, you'll get a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Visit Noble Gold Investments today, folks. Noble Gold Investments today. Oh, yeah. Oh. All right. How do I keep a positive outlook? Well, I don't. Shit. Man, have I been taking hits? Brutal. It's been brutal for me, man. But I keep going. You know, when I was boxing, they used to say, it doesn't matter what happens in your personal life, you have still got to get in the ring and fight. So don't let it get in the way of your professional life, right? Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez. Boxer, Instagram, Nino's Truth. That's my Instagram. Nino's Truth. That's the one with the blue check mark. I'm very important now. I've got a blue check mark. But my other one is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. That hardly ever comes up. Oh, boy. Gotta love Instagram, right? X Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Bing right there. Lots of cool stuff. I got some more designs coming up. Got some really cool artists working on this stuff. It's kind of a cool thing. I'm enjoying designing some of the logos and stuff like that. But they're working hard over there at PatriotWear.com. Go over there. Tell me what you want to see. We're making ball caps, shirts, pantalones. Oh, boy. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Nino's Corner.tv, SGN on doubleheader. The document reveal is huge. You got to check that out. It's so big. Are they putting people on notice? Is the Constitutional Republic putting entities, organizations, people on notice? Are they? You don't want to miss this. I show the documents, at least what I got from SG. Very compelling stuff. Now, a lot of it is redacted, so you can take it how you want. Gene Decode is going up tonight. So SG will probably be on tomorrow or the next day, but Gene Decode's going up tonight talking about the eclipse. Man, boy, does that guy go deep. That guy goes so deep. Brilliant, brilliant guest. I love my guest, Jason Brashears. What about Jason Brashears? He's up there at ninoscorner.tv right now, but I put him on YouTube as well. He knocks it out of the park every time. Every time. I really like all my guests. I don't care what you say. Jason Shirka's coming on. Susan Bradford, Michael Flynn Jr. going to set the record straight about his father. I know I get a lot of shit. It's like you guys like to like kick me in the nuts for the guests that I have on. Whatever. I don't know. Just if you don't like a guest, all you got to do is pass and go to the next one. That's it. It's real simple. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. All right, folks, let me get started. This coffee's getting cold, by the way. Nah, it's lukewarm. I bet. Are you going to watch the eclipse? Pero, you're an eclipse to my heart, David. You're a total eclipse of the heart. David is the total eclipse of the heart. We love you, David. In the hospital, Mr. David. Oh my God! I tell my dad's name. The nurses come in. Hello, Mr. David. Mr. David, get up. It's time for you to eat, Mr. David. Mr. David, get up. It's time for you to eat, Mr. David. I shouldn't be talking shit just in case they're watching the show. If they are watching the show, I'm in trouble. All right, plus that's it. No more food, Mr. David. That's it. Your son is very rude. Okay, your son is rude. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Here we go. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. All right. Coming at you live from the eclipse where nothing's going to happen. But they want to build it up. Now, here's what could happen. There's a lot of shit that could happen. Could they use it for some cyber attacks? Could they use it for some systems going down and some, could happen. I think what they're doing is building us up to let us down. And then something comes later. That's what I'm betting on. I don't think anything's going to happen today. I think it's going to be a normal day. I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed. There's going to be some cloud coverage. But don't worry. If you miss it, just go out the next day and stare at the sun and then get your fist and just go like this. Wow. That's cool. Holy shit. That's amazing. Well, that's awesome. That's all you got to do. Just do that the next day and you'll be satisfied, believe me. So what do I think is going to happen? Well, could the 3 days of darkness that they talk about on those posts so often, could those 3 days of darkness actually be the three eclipses? Jason Brashears brought that up in the interview, and I thought, damn. Good point. Could that be the 3 days of darkness that they talk about? The three solar eclipses. I mean, a lot of people think it's darkness for 3 days, consecutive days, power outages, whatever. But could it be the three eclipses? I don't know. I'll leave that to you. But folks, it's important that we give our energy and concentration to something other than fear. So that's what's important about this eclipse, is give your concentration and focus on something other than fear. Don't be fearful. Today, be prayful. Yeah, that sounds good. Don't be fearful. Be prayful. So what you got? Man, maybe I should make a shirt. But here's what's important. Instead of, oh, no, I'm going to hide away, pray and meditate. Pray and meditate today. You know, I have a lot of people that tell me that this is actually a very powerful day of prayer. It's a portal. Who knows? I don't know. I lay it out for you all to play it out. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to focus on positive things. And I'm going to manifest a positive reality for America. As millions upon millions of people are distracted and sun-gazing into the heavens, could we be hit with an event? Could happen. Am I worried about it? No. Could this event cause natural disasters? Could this event be blamed for man-made disasters or cyber attacks? No better way to blame a power outage than a solar event, right? So they could use this for something. Do I feel like they are? No. But that's just my opinion. You all make up your own minds. Although we must entertain all options, it's important to keep a level head and mind. Why is one eclipse causing so much hysteria and hype, folks? I believe this is a marker for the you-know-who, the elites. But this event still belongs to God at the end of the day. This is God's eclipse, nobody else's. I personally would suggest staying away from large crowds and maybe sit this one out. I still believe that. I think why risk anything? You know what I mean? Like, why go swimming with a bunch of piranhas? Why go jump in with a bunch of sharks? If it's possible, why do it? This year is kind of a hectic year. It's kind of a hot year. I would just sit it out. I don't know. Why do you need to go to festivals? Just sit it out. Play some board games. Relax. Just this year is what I'm saying. I personally would suggest staying away from large crowds and maybe sit this one out. This particular solar eclipse on its path of totality will cross seven cities in its trajectory called Nineveh. Now, I'm not making any signs. Don't worry. Don't get all. I know the conspiracy people are like, oh, dude, they're going to pause the frame and be like, you see that? He's part of it. He's part of it. I knew it, John. He's part of it. He's part of the Illuminati. Fuck. But the last solar eclipse went through seven cities called Salem. So this one's going through seven cities called Nineveh. The last one in 2017. August 21st, 2017, 7 years ago, by the way, 7 years ago, went through seven cities called Salem. This goes through Salem, and now this one's going through Nineveh. Kind of makes you think. Now, this does have some importance. I don't think those are coincidences. I just don't. I think they're more synchronicities. But like I said, it still belongs to God. Nothing to fear. This is God. Not no matter how bad he wants it, no matter how bad Lucifer wants it, it ain't yours, buddy. Sorry. Go fuck yourself. All right. So one thing for sure, there has already been a preliminary earthquakes in various places. Are they man-made or natural? I kind of lean towards man-made. That's where I'm leaning. But anyway, let's go over this for a second. So the eclipse, the long-awaited eclipse. This has gotten more hype and propaganda than any eclipse ever. But, I mean, I do find the seven cities of Nineveh, the last one, the seven cities of Salem. That's kind of weird. I will say that's kind of strange, but I'm not worried about it. Like I said, why don't you just pray and meditate and put that out there, and I think we'll be totally fine. I think we're going to be totally fine. So it's finally happening. On April 8th, a total solar eclipse will sweep across North America, blocking out the sun momentarily for millions of viewers along a path stretching from northern Mexico to Maine. Not since 2017 has the United States experienced a total solar eclipse, and we won't see another sweep across the nation until 2045, folks. Until 2045. You should sell your own Mexican coffee. I might do that. Thank you, Todd Vansickle. Thank you very much. So, not until 2045. There's also one in 2044, but it will only be visible from a handful of northern states. Here's everything you need to know to prepare for this rare celestial event. You don't need to. Okay? I'm not going to even read it because it's dumb. You don't need to prepare. You can go outside and look at it. If there's clouds covering it, then like I said, go out the next day and just do this. Okay, that's it. Okay? Nothing's happening, in my opinion. But I do believe it's a marker and will lead to other things later on. So what I think is happening here, they're going to build up the hysteria, get you guys all, oh, no, what's going to happen? And then nothing. And then maybe something happens a few weeks from now, a few days, a month, a couple months. We know that we're going into November. So that's what I feel like that's what's going to happen. All right. So will the total solar eclipse disrupt your cell service? Oh, no, we can't have that. As darkness envelopes millions of people during Monday's total solar eclipse, spectators will hold their cell phones skyward to capture the moment. But could the surge in cell usage cause networks to go dark? Oh, my gosh. We can't have that. Who cares? Okay? Enjoy the solar eclipse. You don't need your fucking cell phone. If it goes dark, whoa, what are we going to do? I lived in the 90s, okay? It was a better time, believe me. Enjoy 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, maybe a couple hours max of no cell phone service. Good. Go talk to somebody. Use your mouth and eyes and talk to somebody. Shake their hand. Human connection. That's what you do. Volcanoes. There's one erupting right now. Mount Etna puffs giant smoke rings, an extraordinary phenomenon. Mount Etna, Europe's largest active volcano, is delighting tourists and locals by blowing. Etna's blowing. Mount Etna's blowing. I'd like to get out there for that. Almost perfect circles of smoke into the blue skies over Sicily. The smoke circles, known as volcanic vortex rings, are actually made of condensed gases and water vapor. They form when gases rise up from deep below the earth and escape into the center, inside the center of a volcano. Mount Etna is one of the handful of volcanoes around the world that produces the rings and does so prolifically. But the latest emissions are exceptional, scientists say. So do you think this eclipse is setting off some volcanoes? I don't know. Could, but I'm still not worried about it. I'm just not worried about it. So the volcano has emitted hundreds, perhaps thousands of spectacular rings since then. So makes you wonder, you know, like, so what was it? Northern California had some earthquakes. New York had an earthquake. Taiwan had some earthquakes too. I do believe it was Godzilla. Okay. I think that Godzilla came over to Taiwan and ruined it, ruined the city. Officials mum about potential of Las Vegas Trump Hotel. So they're saying that Trump could sell the Las Vegas Trump Hotel. Can the non-gaming Trump International Hotel, so it's non-gaming. I don't know if you guys have been to Trump Hotel in Vegas. It's a non-gaming hotel. I like it. You know, I've stayed there with Juanito a couple times, and it's you know, kind of, if you want to get away from all the chaos and hype from the strip, you kind of just go to the Trump Hotel and relax. It's very easy going. I often wonder, though, I wonder why he doesn't have a casino in the hotel. I don't know. What went wrong there? Was it on purpose? I don't know. Kind of weird. So the Trump International Hotel just off the strip be sold to generate revenue for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's enormous civil fraud penalty. So they're saying, does he need to sell it off? And I'm going to say, no, he doesn't, because he just merged and Truth Social is shooting through the roof. The people closest to the property ownership, Trump and business partner Phil Ruffin, aren't saying, and lodging industry experts say they haven't heard anything about a potential sale of the 64-story, 1,282-suite property, which opened in 2008. Ruffin also is the owner of the Treasure Island and Circus Circus Hotel Casinos, and those hotels suck. It looks like you need to hold on to the Trump Hotel, buddy, because Circus Circus and Treasure Island are the two most ghetto hotels there are. What are you doing? Sell those. Knock them down. Whatever you got to do. So the Associated Press in February reported that New York Attorney General Letitia James said she would attempt to seize Trump properties to pay the $454 million civil fraud penalty that, with interest, is escalating by an estimated $87,502 a day. Boy, she hell has no wrath over a woman's scorn, huh? Letitia James! If I were you, Letitia James, I would back off. I don't think you know what you're doing. I don't think you know what you're messing with. Oh, boy. Literally, you take a step back. Letitia James. Oh, yeah, Letitia James. Letitia James, motherfucker. Oh, no, that's Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis and Letitia James. Oh, yeah. All right. Trump campaign announces record $50.5 million haul at Florida fundraiser. So, boom. Donald Trump's campaign said it raised $50.5 million at a Saturday fundraiser in Florida, a staggering sum as the former president's political operation scrambles to close this big financial gap with President Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. The haul announced by the campaign and top officials with the Republican National Committee for far eclipses. I got confused there for a second. Far eclipses the $26 million that Biden reported collecting recently at a star-studded gathering in New York City that featured former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack, you know who. The Trump total from the inauguration leadership dinner at the Palm Beach, Florida home of billionaire investor John Paulson sets a record for a single fundraising event. Wow, so that's the eclipse you should be looking at. He eclipsed Biden. But Biden... Biden's a comeback kid, folks. Biden raises $90 million. Widens fundraising lead over Trump. President Joe Biden raised more than $90 million for his reelection campaign and the Democratic Party in March, topping Republican nominee Donald Trump's haul and widening his financial advantage. The president and his party ended March with $192 million cash on hand, the most ever amassed for a Democrat at this point in the calendar, according to a statement by Biden's campaign. That's more than double the $93.1 million that Trump and the Republican Party said they had at the end of last month. Biden's Biden had his biggest total from small dollar donors to date, breaking records set in each of the previous 4 months. The campaign doubled the size of its mailing list and saw twice as much interaction from those receiving its emails and text messages. Donors with deep pockets also chipped in, including the $26 million the campaign raised at an event last month in New York City featuring Biden and former presidents, you know who. Biden has raised more than $422 million since launching his reelection bid last April. Does that even seem right to you? So who's giving him this money? Well, people that know, they're in deep shit if Mr. T gets in. So, of course, they're emptying their pockets. They're saying, fuck, do it, go, anything. I don't want to go to jail. That's what's going on, okay? That's what's up. Oh, boy. Biden may have trouble getting on Ohio's general election ballot, state's top election official warns. In a letter to Ohio's Democratic Party chair, Secretary of State Frank LaRose warns that the Democratic National Convention will take place after a state deadline to declare a candidate. I don't know. I still see this going in a direction where, I don't know, I think they know they're in trouble. They're trying to make it seem like he's the comeback kid. That's only going to last for so long. And then I think, just as Juanito has said, there's going to be some kind of Democrat musical chairs going on. And could we see him step down a convention? I think that's the direction this is going. Now, could someone, I did a video on, you go back and look at the last video about The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Anything's possible, folks. Don't put anything by these people. I think they're going to use that guy. I think he's going to come out in some kind of way. He's kind of reneged on his endorsement of Biden. I'm not going to get political, but I'll do anything to save this country, whatever he said. I can't remember the exact words he said, but you got to think about this. It's a move that they could use. They're going to need that celebrity status. They're going to need someone really big. And I said, rah, of course he doesn't. Maybe he's watched a couple of my shows. I don't know. But anytime, buddy, I hope you respond to me. Anytime. You're much more famous than me, no doubt about it. You probably will not even clap back at me or anything like that, but I'm going to be trolling your ass. And you can put your fake belts against my real belts. I don't wrestle, motherfucker. One time, I had I was walking on Rodeo Drive, and we walked by each other, we bumped shoulders, and we looked back at each other. And I don't know if he remembers that, but I do. Just saying. You can get in your little Speedos, you can jump on the ropes, you can do whatever you got to do to make yourself feel really tough. You can't get away from this left hook. All right, Democratic Party Chairman Liz Walters, ABC News, first reported about the existence and content of this letter. What the hell am I reading here? Oh, yeah. No, this is about the Ohio stuff. So basically, I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to be allowed to be on whatever ballot he wants. Trump. Let's talk about Trump for a second. Let's talk about this gag order. So Trump is claiming here it would be a great honor. To be jailed for gag order violation. Now, why is he so confident? Why is he so cocky? He's got to know. And if you go to ninoscorner.tv, you're going to see it very, it's going to be right in front of your face with Mike King and SG. Those two interviews, actually it's three. There's two from SG and there's one from Mike King. You watch those and it's going to really boost your morale and you're going to kind of see what's going on here. And I think exactly what they talked about in those interviews is what's happening behind the scenes. Makes sense to me. Makes complete sense to me. I'm like, these are the missing pieces that I needed for ninoscorner.tv. Those are it. Boom. So Mike King is up there right now. SG's going up soon. So it would be a great honor to be jailed for a gag order violation. President Trump on Saturday said that going to jail for violating his gag order in his New York hush money trial would be his great honor. Why is he Why is he antagonizing these people? Why is he instigating anything? Why is he so confident? He must know something we don't, right? Go to ninoscorner.tv, just saying. Why it matters. The presumptive GOP presidential nominee is days away from the April 15th start of the trial where Judge Juan Merchan recently expanded a gag order to stop the former president from attacking family members of those involved in the case. What? He's going after the family members? He's got some big nuts, man, because I don't know anybody that would be pushing the envelope like this guy unless they know something. What he's saying is this partisan hack wants to be put me in the clink for speaking to the open and obvious truth. I will gladly become a modern day Nelson Mandela, said Trump said Saturday in a Truth Social post. We have to save our country from these political operatives masquerading as prosecutors and judges. And I'm willing to sacrifice my freedom for that worthy cause, he said. Oh, man, if you guys don't see what's going on here, if you don't see the genius behind this guy, I can't help you. So what's your thoughts on Kennedy, folks? RFK. Gosh, I want to like the guy. I really do. But I don't know. I mean, I guess he's going to take away votes from Biden, but I also feel he's going to take them away from Trump. I just, what's your thoughts on RFK? Let me put your... Put your comments in the comment thing here. Post your comments here. Real threat, U.S. presidential long shot RFK alarms Democrats. Armed with the most storied surname in U.S. politics, Robert F. Kennedy's wild card shot for the presidency holds a clear and present danger for Joe Biden's hopes of a second term in the White House. I still think that I don't. I think he's going to take away from Mr. T as well, but oh well. The environmental lawyer and conspiracy theorist, is boasting double-digit support, and polling suggests that independent candidate RFK Jr. is hurting the president more than the Republican challenger Donald Trump. Democrats have learned to fear long-shot outsiders after George W. Bush and Donald Trump won tight elections in 2000 and 2016, buoyed by Green Party candidates, leeching votes from Al Gore and Hillary Clinton. Hyperpolarization is the reason that a third-party candidate with name recognition is such a threat at this time, said Donald Neiman, a professor of political analyst at New York State's Binghamton University. There are only six or seven truly competitive states, and some of those states will be decided by as few as 10 to 20,000 votes. So anything that siphons a group of usually reliable voters away could be a deciding factor. And I don't know what to think. What's your guys' views on this? Gosh, I want to like the guy. I'm supposed to have one of his... I've asked him to come on the show, but he doesn't think I'm too big. He doesn't think I'm big enough. Wait till you see me in person. But anyway, I may have one of his campaign managers come on, Angela Stanton. I'll ask her some questions. I'll take some questions from you all as well. Sean Diddy Combs, former bodyguard, claims music mogul had tapes on politicians and princes. So he is like the Epstein of Hollywood. So basically, P. Diddy was recording people and using it as blackmail, allegedly. So the former bodyguard of Sean Diddy Combs claims the music mogul had blackmail tapes of politicians, princes, and other prominent individuals who were involved in his sex parties. Oh, yeah. Combs, why don't these people just own it? Just be like, yeah, I went to a sex party. I did this, this, that, and the other thing. I don't know. Combs, who has been hit with a barrage of physical abuse, rape, and sexual trafficking allegations, had his homes in Miami and Los Angeles raided by the Department of Homeland Security last month, during which federal agents seized computers and other electronic devices. I don't know. What do you guys think it is? I think they're hiding evidence. That's what I think. Gene Deal, who was president the night that when Notorious B.I.G. was fatally shot in 1997, made the sensational comments during an interview with the Art of Dialogue YouTube channel. I don't think it's only celebrities going to be in shock. He had politicians in there. He had princes in there. He also had a couple of preachers in there, said Deal. Can you imagine? He had every room bugged. So he had every room bugged and taped. When I heard they did the same thing. Now, I have heard this. I don't know for sure, but I've heard the Playboy Mansion was kind of the same operation. So these are operations, folks. When asked why Combs' media department had stayed silent on the allegations against him, Deal responded, either they took part in some of that stuff that happened or they are scared that it may mess up their brand. If you guys have read my book, When the Lights Go Out, I'm pretty honest in that. We all have skeletons in our closet. I don't care who you are. We all got them. Nobody's any better than anybody else. Sorry. Once you realize that and just come to terms with it. I don't know. Like I said, I've named my demons. They're all sitting around me right now. You guys want a beer? You want a beer? You want a shot of tequila? Right. All right. Deal's comments echo those of rapper Rodney. Lil Rod Jones, who claimed Combs had hidden cameras throughout his home to record sex tapes involving celebrities during his freak-off, the freak-off parties. I wonder if he's going to be having freak-offs in jail. I'm sure he's going to like that. I'm sure he's going to be in cell block 6, freaking off with Big Bubba. Bubba's going to be getting his freak off on Diddy. He's probably going to be bigger than Notorious B.I.G., and he's going to be freaking off on B. Diddy, baby. Oh, yeah. P. Diddy, just stay right. Oh, yeah, baby. Muslim protesters chant death to America, death to Israel at a rally in Michigan's Dearborn, after city was branded jihad capital. Yeah, I've heard a lot about Dearborn, Michigan. I don't know if you all have heard about Dearborn, Michigan. It's like the Muslim capital of the United States. Protesters gathered to honor Al-Quds Day, an international day to express support for Palestine. The chant, Death to Israel, has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today. One activist said, Dearborn was deemed America's jihad capital. In an op-ed earlier this year, chants of death to America and death to Israel rang out during a protest in Michigan City that was recently dubbed the jihad capital of the United States by Wall Street Journal columnists. You know who you could thank for that? Mr. O. That's who you could thank for that one. We know who Mr. O is. Breaking now, Russian city declares state of emergency after mysterious nuclear contamination. It's still developing. That's the last thing you want to hear. Oh, we got some nuclear contamination happening. How do you clean that up? Oh, well, you can't. It's got to let it run its course. An emergency situation has been announced in a city of Russia due to nuclear pollution. Russia officials have yet to provide details of the source of concerning radiation levels at the Radon specialized facility in Kharkiv in the southeast of the country. How many of you are going to go out and actually watch this eclipse? I mean, I don't even think I can see it from here. It looks like there's a lot of cloud coverage, but I'm at least going to like try to meditate, pray, think of a positive future. If the lights go out, so be it. I don't care. I have candles. How many of you think something's going to happen? How many of you think there's not going to be? Give me a thumbs up if you don't think anything's going to happen. If nothing's going to happen, give me a thumbs up. And I don't know, can you give a thumbs down on here? I don't even know. I don't think anything's going to happen. I don't. Could Israel strike an Iranian embassy be the tipping point into wider regional conflict as thick clouds of dark smoke curled up the blue sky above the Iranian embassy in Damascus on Monday afternoon? It was clear something major had happened. Dust and debris covered the street and cars inside the embassy compound were on fire. Once the smoke dissipated, it emerged that a suspected Israeli airstrike have reduced an entire few-story consular building next to the main embassy to a pile of twisted rebarb and rubble. The Iranian embassy's residence was on top two floors, but he was not home at the time and did not appear to have been the target. Among the seven Iranians killed were Mohammad Rakhadi, one of Iran's most senior commanders in its Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and Mohammad Khalukhandurahami, his deputy. Experts have described the attack as unprecedented and a dangerous escalation that threatens to finally tip Israel's six-month-long war with Hamas into a wider regional conflict. Zakhadi was attending a meeting with his officers and members of Islamic Jihad, the Palestine militant group, at the compound when the attack occurred, according to one source. It was a very, very rare opportunity for Israel to wipe out some of the arch rivals' most senior commanders in one go, according to an Israeli source quoted by Reuters. That's not something a country at war would pass up. Kasari Arahabi, the director of IRGC research and United Against Nuclear Iran, said the fact that Israel was able to gather intelligence of a meeting between the highest levels of IRGC commanders in Syria sends a very, very powerful signal to the Islamic Republic of Iran. So is Iran going to retaliate? If they do, you can bet it's going to be World War III. And I would bet that once Iran makes a move, China makes a move. Just, I don't know. That's just how I see this playing out. They're trying their best to go scorched earth. And I think this eclipse is going to mean something to these sick fucks. Just saying. I think they're going to try to own the day or own the rest. Because you know that according to their calendar, this is like, I believe this is the new year. I'll talk to Bo Pony about that. But I think Bo Pony said, what is it, March or April? Someone correct me on there. What's the beginning? What's the new year to them? Is it March or April? I think it's March, right? April, whatever. It's like right around now, which makes sense. Wouldn't spring be the new year if you really think about this? Yes, it would. Spring would be the new year. April 1st is the... Oh, really? Okay. See, I know my Black Sheep family got my back. You got my back. And let me tell you, folks, whenever trolls appear on my ex, I just leave it be now because I know you all go after them. There's still some people that jump on there. Oh, you're a grifter. Grifters will grift. It's like, okay, so what's an only... I know people who do OnlyFans. Is that grifting? Is masturbating on camera grifting? I mean, I'm doing more of a noble cause here. Okay? Fuck. I met some chick that did OnlyFans in Phoenix, and she was like, yeah, you know, nothing important to say. I like to do oils. I like to put oils all over my body, and I'm just sitting there thinking like, wow. Nothing there. Just, you know, like that's your job. You just masturbate on camera in front of thousands of people. Oh, man. You're going to be a good mom someday. Okay. You got it. You got your future cut out for you. Way to go. Gold star mom. Oh, boy. Sources in the DOD say the White House is drafting an executive order to call for a new military draft orders for males 18 to 26. Do you guys believe that? I don't know. Military service will become mandatory or you go to jail. Yeah, good luck on that one. I don't doubt that they're planning this. I would imagine that they're planning this, but will it happen? I don't see it happening. And I do not think they would be doing it now. They won't do it this year, but could they do it the next year, 2025, 26? You bet your ass. That's why this year, 2024, is the final battle. It's all in or nothing, folks, this year. Because these are the things they want to do starting next year. You better fucking believe it. In border news, Arizona had 10,000 plus illegals that used the same exact social security number to vote in the you-know-what last one. Think about that. What are they going to do this year? That's why I say we can't go there.
How many of you fly Southwest Airlines? I do. It's the Greyhound in the sky, sardine can in the sky. I don't know. I'm really, you know, when you start choosing diversity over qualifications, when you start picking somebody for, I don't know, skin color instead of like what they're actually good at, what they know about, what they went to school for, which I think school's overrated anyway, but just saying diversity over qualifications, you're going to get accidents in the sky. And if you fly, and I used to fly a lot, And now I'm like, whenever I can sit one out, I'm sitting one out. If I can drive, if it's 6 hours, 8 hours to drive, I'm driving. Because I don't know. I don't feel like being in that kind of predicament. Southwest Airlines delays departure of Boeing 737 due to engine fire. Engine fire. So this is just not happening to United Airlines. This is also happening to Southwest. And how many of you get on a plane and it sounds like just a piece of shit in the first place? You get on, you hear the plastic, and then you hear some kind of sound, and you're like, wait, I didn't hear that sound on the last flight. I didn't know. I don't know what the fuck that is, but that doesn't sound right. It's like, nah, I don't, that you don't hear that on every flight. Why am I hearing that? What is that? Do they not know? Is there something wrong with the engine? Are the wheels going to go up? Are the wheels going to go down? I have a lot of questions. These are stresses that I don't want in my life. I don't need them in my life. When I get on a fucking plane, I put on AirPods. Of course, the person next to me wants to talk all the time. Hey, I've seen your videos. I'm like, good. Thank you. Can I listen to my music? I'm listening to Phil Collins coming in the air tonight. In the air tonight when I go on the plane. That's my soundtrack on flights. I like to listen to Phil Collins when I'm flying. I also like Depeche Mode. The Cure, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam. I listen to Pearl Jam Black quite often. I love that song. I listen to Led Zeppelin. I like old classic rock. I like classic rock. Southwest flight from Texas to Los Angeles was forced to abort during takeoff on Thursday due to an engine fire on Boeing 737 aircraft. The latest problem incident on a Boeing jet, Southwest flight 1928 safely discontinued its takeoff roll after cabin crew received an indication of a possible engine issue. Jeez. You just don't need it. You don't need this in your life. None of us do. Our lives are hard enough. Life is tough enough than having to get on a fucking plane and the engine blowing up. Especially now. Guess who they're hiring? That's what they're hiring right now. Literally. I'm not joking. Remember I made a show, and if some of you will remember this, you know how you can fucking, it's bad. I hate the fact that I have to erase my morning shows. But I said the airlines are starting to hire. They're hiring them, and that means they're not going to be paying too close attention anymore. You mean to tell me there's an engine? There's an engine on a plane? I can make a paper plane. And then did you see the one where something hit the wing the other day? There's also a metal strip that hits the wing, and bang! It's like, you don't need that in your life. I'm just telling you right now, if you can drive, drive. I'm driving. At least I know if I get a flat tire, I can pull over. Same. Yeah, the metal hits the wing. Did you guys see this shit? Oh, man. This is happening like every other day now. Every other day on an airline, you see something like this. I could fly iJet. I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. All right, women sues Texas prosecutors for $1 million over wrongful murder charges after having an abortion. So you know what? That's not murder. What is wrong with you? Lizelle Gonzalez was charged with murder even though a woman having an abortion is exempted from a murder charge by Texas law. She now seeks $1 million in damages. A woman seeks $1 million in damages for being wrongfully charged with murder after having an abortion. But you know what? You're not seeing that, you know, can't say it on YouTube. She has now sued the Texas prosecutors who put the criminal case in motion. The lawsuit filed in federal court Thursday comes a month after the state bar of Texas fined and disciplined the district attorney in rural Starr County over the case in 2022 when Gonzalez was charged with murder in the death of an individual by self-induced abortion. Under the abortion restrictions in Texas and other states, women who seek abortion are exempt from criminal charges. The lawsuit argues Gonzalez suffered harm from the arrest and subsequent media coverage. She is seeking $1 million in damages, but she needs the damages. Joe Rogan. I went to his studio in Austin. Yeah, that guy's a cool guy. I kind of like him. I think he's all right. He's got a big, like, it's like the size of Walmart. If you go to Joe Rogan Studios, he has a Walmart size gym. It's a gymnasium in the back of his studio. I mean, it's amazing. And some of the shit that he has in his studios, I got to tell you, pretty badass. I got to say, it was a good experience. It was a cool experience to see someone. I mean, he's, you know, if you really think about it, he is the one that pioneered podcasting. So he's like the godfather of podcasting, if you really think about it. So much respect to him. Although I don't agree with a lot of his views on fighting. It is what it is. Joe Rogan suggests key Bible prophet was actually high on drugs. So controversial Spotify podcaster Joe Rogan is no stranger to airing troubled views of religion in episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience, with the UFC commentator previously being slammed by comedian David Baddiel for spreading racist myths about Jews, leading TikTokers to spout baseless Adam and Eve conspiracy theories about the climate crisis and sharing videos on Instagram, which compared the you-know-what this to the what happened in World War II, where they all went to, like, gas chambers and stuff. Now it's in his latest comments on the topic of religion. Rogan appears to just suggest that the prophecy of Moses was actually a result of hallucinogenic experiences. Towards the end of an episode featuring writer and documentarian David Holthaus, released on Tuesday, Rogan read a lengthy passage relating to the story of Ezekiel, who saw four creatures in the sky, which each had four faces and four wings. After Rogan finished reading the passage, Holthaus commented, "I mean, to anybody that's done DMT, dimethyltryptamine, or ayahuasca, really tripped on psychedelics, you read that and it feels sort of familiar. The glory of God, these visions of these beings." Rogan chimed in and said, "And the fact that these things are constantly changing their experience, that's the thing about DMT experience. It's not stationary, static experience. It's like constantly changing and moving in front of you." I've done DMT. And to see something like that in the sky, and the fact that it's so noteworthy that they wrote it down in the, you know, Bible. He said effing Bible, but I won't say that. DMT is a class A plant-based drug in the UK, and according to Australian Alcohol and Drug Foundation, it is a psychoactive element of ayahuasca and can bring about intense short-term hallucinations. I'm going to tell you right now, these were not, when I did that, I was not seeing, my third eye was seeing everything very clearly as I see this computer, as clearly as I see me. There's something else out there, folks, just saying. And what I think it does is it's kind of like, look at your watch. If you got a watch, if you're wearing a watch, this is what DMT does. It's kind of like looking at the watch, and I'm going to agree with you that God made that watch. God is the master engineer of our reality, right? But that's not taking away that the watch takes mathematical precision to make all the moving parts and to do all those things. So what I think here is when you do DMT, you simply lift up the veil of your reality and you open up the watch and you see the inner workings of the watch. That's it. You see that there's more to this reality and you go, wow, there's a cosmic math here. There's sacred geometry here. There's something out there that's more than what we're looking at. There's a veil. And God is the master engineer who put together that watch. And all you're seeing is the cosmic language of that watch. All you're seeing is the inner workings. That's what I think DMT is. Now, there's my hypothesis. Hippopotamus. Mark Zuckerberg's wealth exceeds Elon Musk for the first time since 2020. Mark Zuckerberg passed Elon Musk on Friday to become the third richest person in the world. So for the first time since 2020, are these guys all like in a race to see who's the richest? It's like, and you know they're miserable. You know every single one of these guys is like, hates their fucking life. Money, it's really true. The only thing that makes you happy in life is God and family. If you got money, that's a perk. But it ain't going to get, it's not, it can give you freedom. But other than that, what is life without family and without God? Nothing. It's nothing. And, you know, everyone could say, oh, you don't know that. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. You're living an absent, vaporous life. Yeah. Family and God. That's it, man. That's it. I'm sold on that because we're all going to age. We're all going to die. My friend told me the other day, and I keep remembering this. After the game, the pawn and the king go in the same box. Parents urged to buy dumb phones to protect children from social media. Parents should be able to buy phones without social media apps for teenagers. The leader of UK's biggest teaching union has said, what do you guys think of this? I agree with this. I think kids should be off social media until they're at least in their 20s. 18 and up, I guess, right? Because this shit, too many predators, too many things like that. I say a kid doesn't need a fucking phone and he doesn't need the internet. So I've often wondered this. Can you buy a dumb phone for your kid? Are you able to go to the store and say, I want a phone that has no internet. I don't want them having apps. I don't want to have any, I just want a tracker on the fucking phone. Do you sell phones with trackers? Maybe glue a tile, those tiles that you can get, put it in the kid's phone. I don't know. But do they sell phones with trackers on them? That's all you need. Just have a phone with a fucking tracker. No internet, none of that shit. That's like, should what? Okay, so there's your idea, cell phone companies. No more internet phones. Sell phones with GPS trackers, and that's it. For the parents to watch their kids. I think that's what you need. I think they'd have a huge market for that if you sold phones with trackers on them so they can follow their fucking kids and the kid can make a phone call. Do you guys agree with that? No internet on the phones, just a tracking system for the parents. I think that would do great. I think there'd be a whole brand new fucking market that opens up for that. And then you have people, oh, that's the mark of the beast if you do that. Fuck, you know, you can't win. I can't win for losing. So let's get to what the fuck news. And what the fuck news and what the fuck news. I got a what the fuck doubleheader right here, folks. Killer guacamole. You'll kill for this guacamole. Chipotle shooting. Chipotle. I like Chipotle sometimes. I go there and eat their food sometimes. It's always the same shit. It's like, okay, I'll take some beans, some rice, and some vegetables with a little bit of steak. Con, no, carne con pollo, por favor. You talk to them in Spanish, like, what does that mean? Steak and chicken. I want a double scoop. I want a steak and some chicken in there. You want brown rice or white rice? I'll take some white rice. I like the white rice. I don't like brown rice. Put a little bit of queso on there. They understand queso, don't they? That's like the only Spanish word, universal Spanish word that white people know. Oh, queso, yes, queso. Queso. You want some queso? Chipotle shooting leaves employee injured after guacamole dispute turns violent. One person has been taken into custody after Chipotle employee was shot in the leg over a dispute over guacamole in Southfield, Michigan. An employee has been shot in the leg over guacamole inside a Chipotle restaurant Friday night, according to local reports. Could you imagine this guy going to jail? What'd you shoot him for? Well, I told him two scoops of guacamole. He only gave me one. An employee has been shot in the leg over guacamole. Okay. The Chipotle employee, a 21-year-old man from Detroit, was shot in the leg after an argument with a customer escalated. Thomas Huber, a witness, told Fox 2, I was just eating a bowl, and I heard shouting, and then I looked over. They're arguing. One of the workers went to the back. I don't know why. And then when he came back, the customer walked around the counter, tried to grab his food and put it in the bag. Then the employee came back and they started fighting again. And then we heard a gunshot and he and ran out just as quick as we could. The incident stemmed from a dispute over guacamole, which cost a whopping $2.10 or $2.65 extra, according to Fox 2 Detroit, citing police sources. Michael Beals, a customer who captured the shooting on video, told Fox 2 it was loud, and then we all just ran out. I wasn't really thinking that there was going to be a shot, but there was. The employee was rushed to an area hospital to treat his non-life-threatening injury, and he is expected to survive. The suspected shooter, identified as a 31-year-old man from Detroit, has been located and taken into custody. This guy's going to serve like 10 years in jail for guacamole. That's the dumbest shit. Like, that was the straw that broke the camel's back for this guy. Now, we all have him. If that one button's just pushed, we all know we can lose our shit. But guacamole was it for this guy. This world's crazy. Now the doubleheader. This one's gross. Texas nurse arrested after videos were found on her husband's phone of her having sex with a Great Dane. It's no different than the donkey show. William Mitchell Keene was caught following children around a Texas supermarket and touching himself. Whoa, I didn't read this part. When police confiscated his phone, they found very disturbing videos of his wife engaging in multiple sex acts with the family dog. Police say that there was dozens of disturbing videos and photos on the phone. Police raided Keene and his family's and his wife Jolie's home, taking her 18 and 10-year-old children and three dogs away. So they had children. Jolie was charged with bestiality, and Mitchell was charged with possessing child. You know what? These are disgusting, disgusting people. I say, why waste our tax dollars on these people in jail, man? I don't see. I say, give them this. Be away with them. Put them out of their misery. My opinion. Man, this is crazy shit. Wow, I went over an hour again today. I got to go see my dad. I appreciate the prayers. I'm on like zero sleep, folks. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm on zero sleep. I'm like not sleeping. I appreciate the super chats. I appreciate the Venmo. I appreciate get to ninoscorner.tv, get to Patriotwear, get yourself some gear. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, folks, I'm out. Later.